This is RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to catch up with one of our regular contributors. Gary Eady has been in touch with me on Tech Talk a number of times over the years. Most recently, we talked about a new website he was launching, and he's here to tell us all about that, and also a fantastic opportunity. If you're trying to get into employment, then there's a new course that is available. He's here with the details now. Gary, welcome to the show, and over to you.
Well, two fronts, really, Stephen. The reason why I got in touch with you was about a project that I'm involved in with a couple of friends of mine and business partners of mine, where we're looking to deliver a training course aimed at blind and partially sighted people over Zoom. And it's to fine-tune those employment skills and to help people either into the workplace for the first time or back into the workplace. And it's got a heavy emphasis on access technology, screen readers, and other kind of devices that can help you in your day-to-day work.
Yeah, I mean, technology is such a huge part of blind and partially sighted people's lives, in not just the leisure sense, like everyone else might say, but also getting into employment. It's key that we know how to use the latest tech, and that does make us more applicable to the workplace in a lot of ways.
Definitely, definitely. The organisation that's actually funding this training course is called TAVIP. That's Technology Association of Visually Impaired People, formerly known as BCAB. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of BCAB. And they carried out some research in, I think it was 2019. They surveyed around about 50 people and asked what their biggest barriers were to getting into employment or whilst in employment, you know, what the problems were. And two strands came out of that, really. The first strand was that quite often the software that was being used in the workplace wasn't compatible with the screen reader. And the second strand was that employers didn't really understand what a blind person could bring to the workplace and didn't understand the skills and attributes that, you know, were available by blind people. So based on that, TAVIP then advertised a project manager role, which we as a consortium applied for and were fortunate enough to get, to design a training course for blind and partially sighted people. And as you said earlier, Stephen, technology is so important. And a lot of people, you know, when you ask them, what are your IT skills like? They'll often say, oh, they're pretty good. But that really means that they're okay at sending emails and probably doing a web search, but they're not really able to work effectively and efficiently in programs like Excel and Outlook and Word and browsing the web effectively. So we have advertised for candidates that we hopefully are going to get some good quality candidates that we could take that a little bit further and ensure or try to ensure that their skills are up to scratch, ready for the workplace.
And I also believe you're going to be running this course as well, Gary.
Yes, TAVIP were very kind to offer us the opportunity of actually not only putting together the course, but running the course. So myself and a company called VIDA Training, that's V-I-D-A, we've got together to actually run the course. We've got some quite good guest speakers lined up. We've got 20 sessions over 3 months online training over Zoom. And we'll be covering quite a lot of stuff. And we are all very, very experienced. We've all got myself and David, that's one of my partners. He's got, between the two of us, we've got about 50 years experience in the workplace, being visually impaired and working with blind and partially sighted people looking for work. And Vicky, that's the other person involved in the consortium. She's got 10, 15 years experience of working as a support worker for blind and partially sighted people. So we think we've got a really good set of skills to deliver this course successfully.
Yeah, I think it's so important, isn't it? You know, in terms of, and I know you've talked a lot about the course and the how this will run, but, you know, is this really for anybody?
Well, not really, Stephen, no. It's open to everybody in the UK. Anybody can apply. But we do only have 8 places available. At the end of the day, we're going to have to shortlist for this course, and we will naturally be hoping to get the better candidates to come on the course, because we are hoping that some of these candidates can go forward into an employment situation, paid employment.
So how can people find out more about this, and when are you hoping to run all these courses?
So the course is going to start on the 4th of May. And the web address, or in fact, it's an email address, is training@vida.co.uk. If you email to that address and ask for an application form for the VI employment training, you'll be sent a pack.
Now, you got in touch with us to tell us about this fantastic opportunity, but actually, you and I have spoken before, back in 2017. It seems like only yesterday we last spoke, Gary, but it was all those years ago. And when we spoke, we talked about a website you were working on to create resources online, which kind of follows up nicely with this training course. You know, if people can't get on the training course, but they still want access to resources to learn how to use JAWS or how to use their screen reader, you've actually now managed to get that resource online, and it's now available.
Yes. I work for another organisation called Sight for Surrey, and this is a charity in the county of, unsurprisingly, Surrey. And we have a website that's details lots of resources that I've designed. It's a little bit late coming to the party. It was supposed to be up and running about 18 months ago, but better late than never, I suppose. And on that website, Stephen, we have got quite a lot of resources. I've got resources for using JAWS in conjunction with Outlook, Word, Excel, Windows 10. I've got resources on there for using Zoom, VoiceOver on an iPhone, all sorts of things, including the Amazon Echo. And it's only going to get more and more improved as time goes by. I add probably a resource every week to that website. So it's going to be a really good place for people to go, especially people that use screen readers. I do intend to put some stuff on there for magnification users, but resources take time to create. And the sooner have you created them, then websites change and you've got to do them all over again.
Yeah, definitely. But it is so important that those resources exist, because it's an area that I've talked about a lot on my various shows here, that you just getting access to information is difficult. You know, if I Google something relating to JAWS, I'll probably more than likely get something to do with the movie.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Nothing to do with screen readers. Yeah. So this is so important. So where can people go to this website? Because I think this is fantastic.
They can go to www.site, that's SIGHT, for, that's FOR, Surrey, that's SURREY, .org.uk. And on the homepage of that website, there is a link called Vision. Activate that link. On the resulting page, there's a link called training resources, and on that page you will find all the training resources available.
Amazing. Well, I wish you all the best with it, Gary. All the okay. work you're doing, it sounds fantastic, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing the news here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks, Stephen. Bye-bye.
And just to let you know that the closing date for applications for that training course for employment, that is closing on the 7th of April. So if you want to get your applications in, you better do it soon. Thanks to Gary for his time. This is RNIB Connect Radio.